Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today I'm conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinions. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not going to vote, you're not registered to vote, or you're not likely to vote? Hello, is anybody there?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is it?
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
And what do you do?
Well, we do surveys, really. We do them, like, nationally, locally sometimes. And we just talk about different topics. In this case, it's a political survey.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have a lot of time. I have someone coming to the house, so... if you can make it quick, that'd be fine.
All right, thank you. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely, not at all likely?
Definitely.
All right, thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
All right. What is your main racial background?
White.
What is your age?
69.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not determined on that. I think a bit of the wrong track.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? And the list of issues goes crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, abortion, taxes, the economy and jobs, housing and property insurance costs. I'm sorry?
It's a long list of things you're going through.
Well, is there one that I already said that, like, is important to you? Just pick it.
I think it's, you know, abortion is definitely primary. The economy and, you know, democracy.
All right. And if you could choose at least just one of them, which one do you think you would choose?
I would say right now abortion.
All right, thank you. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, between one of the following, between like which of the following would you vote for, a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Definitely or probably?
Probably,
all right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
All right. Now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, those are also categories. So the first person is Mike Caruso.
Don't know.
Sienna Ostra.
Don't know.
Kamala Harris.
Know her. Approve.
And do you have a favorable opinion about her or somewhat favorable?
Same.
Barry?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. If elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
If the election were held?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the election.
Kamala.
Kamala, all right, thank you. And would you definitely vote for her or probably?
Definitely.
All right. So if the election for Florida State House were held today between Sienna Ostra, the Democratic candidate, and Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, for who would you vote for?
Democrat.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
All right. Was that definitely?
I'm sorry?
Do you say definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably, all right, thank you. So regardless of how you may feel today, back in 2020 presidential elections, for who did you vote for?
I voted for Biden.
All right. And when you vote for a candidate for a political office, would you say you always vote Democrat or do you always vote Republican or do you vote in the middle?
I vote in the middle.
I'm sorry?
Usually independent.
usually independent. All right. So would you say you vote for as many Republicans guys as you as Democrats?
No, I vote for...
I'm sorry?
I said if there's a Republican I like, I vote for him. If there's a Democrat I like, I vote for him.
All right. All right. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say moderate.
Moderate. All right, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a BA.
All right. Bachelor's. So what is your religion?
Non-specific.
Non-specific. All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a great
thank
rest
you.
Of your day.
Good luck.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you.
Later.
Mm-hmm.